सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वर गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं। स्टार्ट द फर्स्ट वर्स। कर्तुराज्ञया प्राप्यते फलं कर्म किं परं कर्म तज्जडं। कर्तुराज्ञया प्राप्यते फलं कर्म किं परं कर्म तज्जडं। द वर्स स्टार्ट्स विथ कर्तु। कर्तु मीन्स जगतकर्ता ईश्वर। एंड रमन महर्षि जी विल बी टेलिंग अबाउट द नेचर ऑफ दिस ईश्वर लेटर ऑन। बट द उपदेश स्टार्ट्स विथ ईश्वर। कर्तुराज्ञा प्राप्यते परम। कर्म की परम इज द कर्म। कर्म सुप्रीम। परम मीन्स सुप्रीम। सुप्रीम मीन्स द वन विच विल गिव यू टोटल कंटेंटमेंट फुलफिलमेंट इज सुप्रीम। इनफाइनाइट। Supreme is only one which is infinite. Can karma give you infinite? Karma can never give you infinite. Why? Because karma is limited in time, limited in space, and limited by my capability. It can never give you infinite result. Then four factors are involved in one action. First, one karta is needed. Number two, some instruments are needed. Karan, if I want to write something, I need pen. Then action itself is needed, and the fourth is karma phal data. So in between these four factors, the instrument is inert. Guruji has written, a plough cannot plough the field itself. A sentient being, a farmer, is needed to plough the field, to use that instrument. Then only action can happen. And the action will bring fruits of action, karma phal. So there is karma phal data, there is one karta. These two are sentient beings. And in the middle, two things, instrument and the action, these are inert. Now, in between these two, karta and karmaphal data, who is superior? Now, there are two sensing. One is the karta, jiva, who is limited in time, space, capacity, ability. And another is karmaphal data. Karmaphal data is sarvajna, sarva shaktiman, sarva vyapi. I don't know about my past karma. I don't know what exactly I will need in future. But Lord, He knows about the past and future of each being. Each being. And maje ki baat hai that karma phal is never misdelivered. It will never happen that your karma phal is delivered to somebody else. It will never happen. Cosmos comes from the word cosmos, K-O-S-M-O-S. It's a Greek word which means order. So in the whole world you will find there is an order, there is a lawgiver, there is a ruler, there is a niyamak, there is a governor. And according to his rule, whole thing is working perfectly. One of the Upanishads says, the sun is rising every day at right time, as if somebody is standing behind him with a thunderbolt. Do your duty, otherwise I will hit you. The whole cosmos is working according to that law. Karma ki param? No. Karma is not. Can karma itself give its fall, fruits? People say, na, as you sow, so you reap. No. That also never happens. Because lot of things are taken into account before a karma fall is given by Lord. He checks our past record, He sees our future needs, and accordingly He gives karma fall. I may ask for something, but Lord, if He thinks that it is not required or it is detrimental for the devotee, He will never give. Naraji went and asked Lord Vishnu, make me beautiful, I want to marry. Lord thought, my devotee bhatak jayega, ye kya soch raha, he wants to get married. Maya mein phas jayega ye. And he is going to the swayamvar. Lord made his face like a monkey. Naraji went to swayamvar. And there, he didn't get that barmala. Came back, the people were laughing, this side, that side, those who came. Bola, have you seen your face? Why have you come? You look like monkey. Go and see your face. Why did Lord do that? It's not that he went indirectly. We go to the temple and we give our prasad or whatever puja, and the priest is there in between me and Lord, and he is telling something to the Lord, and Lord is also there, not in sentient form. Sentient form means here the Naradji and the Vishnu were one to one. Still, Lord didn't listen because he knew that it's not required. It is in his interest, it is not required. So the fruits may not come. And another thing, by doing the same action, people may be asking contradictory fall also. Like suppose a person is giving a puja to the Lord, so that there should be something good to him. Again, another person, enemy of that person, he will be offering the puja to same God to harm him. So both persons are doing puja for a particular person with different interests, which is contradictory. That also can happen. And if the fruit of action is in my hand, is it in my hand? Tab to koi dukhi nahi hota. If all my wishes are fulfilled, then nobody will be sorrowful. But that also never happens. Karma ki param? Well, no, karma is not param. It can never give you fulfillment. And what was the background? Some Rishi Munis, they were doing in Dwaraka Van, some karmakand rituals they were continuing doing, and it was their impression that whatever karma we do and the result is coming, we are getting siddhi. It is because of my karma the siddhis are coming, and there is no Ishwar, khatam. My karma is bringing my fruits of action. I am getting siddhis. But they were never satisfied. They wanted more siddhis. And that is why Lord came and showed them the direction. You are doing something wrong. You will never be fulfilled by this. Karma ki param? No, karma is not param. Karma is inert. It can never give you total fulfillment. Achha, in the earlier time, people used to do Shastriya Karma, Vedic Karma, and also Laukik Karma. At this point of time, what we are doing? We are doing only Laukik Karma. Laukik Karma, we want doing the karma, we want the result here, enjoy, khatam. We are not interested in doing anything for our next life. But in the earlier time, the people used to do Yajna, so that my next life should be also good, so that I can earn merit, I can go to the Swarga. I don't know whether you have seen this thing in the Shraddha card. You get now after the death, the Shraddha card, the final rites will be performed on this and this day. And they always used to write Swargavasi. They never say Brahmaleen. Swargavasi means he has done some punya and he is going to enjoy in Swarga. The Brahmaleen word was always used for the sannyasis. Those who are doing the rituals and at the same time having the knowledge of the self, and when they leave this mortal coil, we call them Brahmaleen. That means there is no second birth. But in all Laukik cases, in all these cards, you will find Swargiya, Swargavasi. This is the word used there. Karma ki param, karma tajjaram. It will never give you satisfaction. What is your experience? Your experience is the same. It never gave you full satisfaction. The next verse. Kriti maho dadau patan karanam. Phalamasaswatam gati nirodakam. Kriti maho dadau patan karanam. Phalamasaswatam gati nirodakam. Kriti maha udadau, kriti, actions. इस महा उदो इस वास्ट ओसन पतन कारणम इट बाइंड्स यू फलम अशाश्वतम द फ्रूट्स आर ऑलवेज टेम्पोररी पेरिसेबल गति निरोधकम इट्स अ बैरियर इन योर प्रोग्रेस कृति महाउदव वाई कृति इज महाउदव व्हाट इज सागर व्हाट इज एन ओशन ओशन इज ए वास्ट मास ऑफ वाटर वेयर यू कांट सी द अदर सोर एंड इट इज वेरी डीप ऑल्सो बोले दिस एक्शन इज ऑल्सो लाइक दैट महाउदव वाई एक्शन इज लाइक दैट वी कांट सी द end of this. So it is said, the action, as we know, starts because of your likes and dislikes collected, and is it coming from your past life. The impressions are coming. We call it vasana. In simple term, you can call it raga, desh, or you can call it your likes and dislikes. Each of us, we have got our separate likes and dislikes. So this expresses in the mind, in the intellect first as a desire. And then after that, mind start doing sankalpa vikalpa, how to fulfill this desire. Nischayatmika buddhi. The first desire will come in buddhi. But it will not take decision then and there. It goes back to the mind and mind start thinking how to fulfill it. What are the different possibilities? What are the different avenues? And according to your own wish, you will take a decision. And once a decision is taken, then action will be done at BMI level. Body will act after that. And once action is performed, karmaphal will come. You can't stop the karmaphal after that. Karmaphal definitely will come. And when the karmaphal comes, again, you may like that karmaphal, you may not like that karmaphal. Imprint will be immediately again here. Suppose you went to a new pizza store, first time you have entered, it's a new shop opened, you tried it. What will be your experience? Either you will like it or you will not like it. If you like it, next time again you will visit. If you don't like, you will not enter that shop again. So you did the karma, you got the result immediately, and immediately after getting the result, you categorize it into likes and dislikes, imprint. And this cycle continues whole life. And if you don't break this cycle, it will continue to millions of lives. You will never be able to come out. Iti Mahadho. It's an ocean. So three things are happening together. If this cycle is continuing, the three things are happening. First thing is it binds me. Binds me. I am doing the same activity again and again and again and again. Continuously. Whatever I like, I am doing. And which I don't like, I am trying to repulse it. No, I don't want it. This is called karma bandhan. This is bondage. This is ignorance. This is hridaya granthi. The different terms are given for this. Second, it is the cause of my second birth, next birth. Rebirth is according to this. We call it causal body. कारण शरीर, कारण शरीर फॉर स्थूल शरीर एंड सूक्ष्म शरीर. सो लॉन्ग दिस कारण इज देयर, दिस कॉजल बॉडी इज देयर, वासनाज आर देयर, लाइक्स एंड डिसलाइक्स आर देयर, देयर विल बी बर्थ. One after another, you will be having birth according to exhaust your vasana, and not necessarily you will be getting human birth always. You were studying in our chapter 14 that the karma can be either sattvic, rajasic, and tamasic. Sattvic karma will give you nirmal phal, pure fruit. Rajasic karma will give you dukkha. And tamasic karma will give you agyan, ignorance will come. And the third, so the first is the bondage, it binds us, the karma, sakam karma binds us. Number two, it is the cause for rebirth, punarjanma. And third is, while doing the action, we get stress, tension, pain. So these things are also happening. Kriti Mahadado Phalam Asaswatam. The fruits is always temporary. Why temporary? What is the science behind it? Why we are getting temporary fruit? Simple thing. Because we want something from this world. OET, from object, emotions and thought. All actions, whatever actions we are doing mainly for getting something from the sansar. And all object, emotions and thought are impermanent. Can they give you permanent something? The inherent nature of the whole world is impermanent. It is changing and perishable. Can it give you anything permanent, which is not changing, which is not perishable? It can't give you. If the nature of the cause is changing and perishable, the effect will also will be changing and perishable. The phalam asaswatam. Gati nirodhakam. Gati nirodhakam means it is continuously you are here. Your gati going toward that, toward your Atman, does not arise at all. Why? Because it is obstructing your Sravan Manan Nididhyasan. Sakam karma is an impediment in your sadhana. It never allows you to do the Sravan Manan and Nididhyasan. It always throws back to you here. Object, emotions and thought. You think. You find always whole life you are here in object, in jagat, in sansar. Always extrovert. It never allows to make you introvert. Vasana always throws you out. Bahar jao. So it's a vast ocean and it is difficult to come out of this. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord has said in chapter 2, sloka number 62 and 63, Dhyayato Vishyan Punsa Sangaste Supajayate. When you start meditating on any object of the world, dhyayato, start meditating on anything. I want an ice cream, start meditating on ice cream. What will happen? Sangas tesu pujayate. There will be an attachment with that ice cream. And after some time, you will go to the ice cream parlor, you will have one. because your mind has started agitating. I want it, I want it, I want it, and it will not quieten till such time you get the ice cream. Suppose there is an obstruction, what will happen? Sangat sanjayate kama, kamat krodha vichayate. Because of that sangha, because of that meditation, continuous meditation, there will be a desire. And if there is an obstruction in the desire, anger will come. Immediate anger will come. And you can see it in the children also, if they are playing with any toy, just take out that toy from them and see, they start crying. Krodha. Suppose it is fulfilled, your desire is fulfilled, what will happen? Lobha will come. I want more. But if the krodha continues, krodhat bhavati sammoha, you are deluded. Because of the krodha, your intellect is now no more available. You are deluded now. Krodhat bhavati sammoha, sammohat smriti bimra. When there is a delusion, then the memory is not available. Why it is not available? When you are talking to somebody, when you are in angry, you don't see whether he is a gurujan, whether he is my teacher or my elders. You start speaking, whatever comes in your mind, you go on speaking. So the memory is no more available at that time. Smriti. Smriti bhransat buddhi nasa. When memory is not there, then buddhi nasa. You start speaking unparliamentary words. Buddhi nasat pranashyati. When the intellect is not there, pranashyati. Khatam. So a desire can take you up to that level, patan, buddhi nas. So what is the way out? Is there any way out? Without action, you cannot remain even one moment. That is, Lord has said. Nahi kaschit chhanam api jatu tishtati akarma krit. Not even for a 1 second you can remain without action. Nahi, when I am not in the office, when I am home, I am taking rest, doing nothing. Aribhai, then again you are thinking about your house, na? That is an action. Not necessarily action means by physically you have to do something. Even if you are awake, you are thinking something because you can't stop your mind. Mind is functioning. A person may say, no, no, no. In the deep sleep, the mind is not there. We have heard it in Chinmay Mission. There is a mind is lay. No mind available in deep sleep. So I am not doing any action in deep sleep. The Shastra says, are you breathing at that time or not? Is the circulation of blood is going on or not? Is the digestion system is working or not? Those are also action. So, nahi kaschit chhanam api, you cannot be without any action even for a single moment. You are doing it continuously. And we cannot stop it. These 3-4 things Lord has kept in His own hand. A tamasic person may forget to breathe, he will die. So breathing, circulation, digestion, even when we are sleeping, Lord is doing His work. Then what should we do? In the third verse, the answer is given. Ishwararpitam nechaya kritam.
Ishwararpitam nechaya
चित्तशोधकं मुक्तिसाधकं ईश्वरार्पितं नेच्छया कृतं चित्तशोधकं मुक्तिसाधकं Action is inert, but it has got a winding force. It can bind us. Action, we have already seen, the sakam karma binds us. But if we change the attitude behind the action, the same action can become chitta sodakam. Chitta sodakam means it will purify your mind. And mukti sadakam. Mukti sadakam, it will give you liberation also. What type of action is required? Nechaya kritam. It should not be for my selfish thing. It should not be ego and egocentric desires. Ishwararpitam. First thing is, it should be dedicated to Lord. It should be for the happiness of the Lord. Raman Maharshi has condensed the whole theory of action karma yoga in 3 verses. The 3rd verse says, in simple term, it is karma yoga. What is karma yoga? I will be doing my all actions, but for the happiness of the Lord. This is karma yoga. And whatever fruit of action comes in, I take it as prasad. Now first we will see the karma. We have seen earlier also about the karma. How many types of karma are there? The first we can divide. There is a prohibited karma or destructive karma, and another is the constructive karma. Under the constructive karma, you can again further divide it into Nitya karma, Naimittik karma, Prayaschit karma, and Kamya karma. So in all, 5. Nitya, Naimittik, Prayaschit, Kamya, Nisiddha karma. What is Kamya karma and what is Nisiddha karma? Sakam karma fulfilled by righteous mean is Kamya karma. Sakam karma fulfilled with unrighteous means is nisiddha karma. Simple. So the Shastra will not talk about the nisiddha karma. Unrighteous thing they will not discuss. What is nitya karma? My duties in the present circumstances, whatever Lord has given me is my duty. In the whole cosmos, Lord has given duties to each being, each animal, each bird, each worm, each being is given a particular duty. All of them are doing their duties. Even the human beings also have got their own duties. First, you have to find out what is my duty and do that duty. In whole cosmos, there is duties allotted to everybody. Find out your duty, what is my duty. So according to your vasana, according to your ashram, brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas. And according to your varna means brahman, kshatriya, vaishya, sudra. These are based on your sattva, raja, and tamogun. Lord has already discussed this thing in Bhagavad Gita, that your whether you are a brahman, क्षत्रिय वैश्य और शूद्र दिस डिपेंड्स ऑन सत्व रजस एंड तमोगुण इट इज नॉट बाय बर्थ By birth also people come to Brahman family or Kshatriya family. That definitely according to the Vasana, like Arjun got birth in the Kshatriya Kul. That was his Vasana. According to the Vasana, people come to the Brahman, Kshatriya or different Kula. But you can change that because it is based on Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. Even if Tamasic person, a person born in a Shudra family can become a teacher, then he becomes a Brahman. A person born in a Brahman can do a Sudra work. He becomes Sudra. So based on your Sattva, Rajas and Tamogun and based on your ashram, whether you are Brahmacharya ashram, first 25 years, Grihastha ashram or Vanaprastha or Sannyas, you are given some duties. That is your Nitya Karma. Find out your duty first, number one. Nitya Karma, you have to do your duty. And Naimittik Karma, there are some occasional duties given to you. You have to visit somebody in hospital, your own friend, relatives, or your spouse, children. You have to do that duty also. Attend marriages, attend Shraddh. Naimittik, once a while. So Nitya Karma and Naimittik Karma, both you have to do. That is your duty. That is your bounden duty. That is your Kartavya Karma. You have to do this thing. Now the question comes, how to do it? So far I was doing for my ego and egocentric desire, for my own satisfaction, for my own gratification. The Lord here says, Ishwararpitam. It should be Ishwararpan. It should not be worship of your ego, it should be the worship of Lord. Ishwararpitam. Why should I offer it to the, who is this Ishwar? He is the creator of this world. I have not created. When I took birth, the whole thing was there, the world was there. Everything was all set, ready. He is providing us the food, air, water, everything what is necessary. He is giving. He is the governor, ruler. This body is also given by him. It is functioning, it is being sustained by him. I am working whole month earning money, then I go to Messi and different store, buy my provisions and then I am maintaining my, where is Ishwar? Acha batao. Can you make one artificial grain? One grain? Can you make it? No. You can't make it. It's provided by Ishwar. It is coming to your table according to your karma. He has given me this body. Because of him, I have got the ability and capacity. A scientist getting a Nobel Prize thanks to the authority, but he never thanks to the Lord who gave him the capacity to research. We don't do that. We thank a person who gives me a ring, but we never thanks the Lord who gave me the finger to put on that ring. Ishwararpitam. It has to be for the happiness of the Lord. That is Karma Puja. And what happens after puja? Prasad comes, na? When you go to the temple, you do the puja. After puja, prasad comes. Prasad never comes first. Prasad will come after puja. So now after doing karma puja, you are getting prasad. Phal is coming. Phal will come always. Whether it is worship of your own ego or worship of the Lord, the fruit will come to you. But now if you take as a prasad, prasad buddhi. Why prasad buddhi? I have done for him, it's not for me. I am not no more thinking about the fruit. I am not concerned about the fruit. Whatever Lord is giving me, I am happy with that. It is prasad. My ego and my interest has taken back seat now. When I am doing Ishwar Arpitam Karma, then my ego and my interest take a back seat and the Lord is taking the front seat. And when I am doing Sakam Karma, my ego and my interest take the first seat and the Lord is in the back seat. What will happen if I am doing it for the Lord? In course of time, my ego will start reducing slowly, 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 because my ego has taken the back seat now. This will purify your mind. No vasanas are formed. Because I am taking as a prasad buddhi, there is no like and dislike now. Like when we go to the temple and whatever we get, we take it as a prasad. We never say, you have given more to him, you have given apple to him, you are giving me banana vai. We don't say, we accept it as it is. Similarly, when you accept as it is, whatever Lord is giving you, prasad, then no vasanas are formed. And the existing vasanas, they are slowly reducing, because you are doing your karma according to your vasana. You will never do a karma according to others' vasana. And we should be very, very clear about this thing, that each person has got his own vasana. Never try to superimpose on others your own vasanas. What people do, I could not become doctor, I wanted to become doctor, now I want to fulfill my desire, my son should become a doctor, and son wants to become an engineer, and you force him to become a doctor. That you should never do. Because each person has got his own vasana, you should help him to exhaust his vasana. Family is meant for three things: caring, sharing, and spiritually evolving. We should care, we should share with the family, and at the same time, we should spiritually grow. What we do care, share also, but sometimes not sharing also. But are we spiritually growing, all of us? We forget this part, that we have to spiritually grow also, because the spiritual growth can happen only in this human birth. In no other birth you can spiritually grow. Why should I do actions for the Lord? Number one, He knows about my past. He knows about my future. If I do action for Him, He will see my interest. How I can spiritually grow, that will be taken care of by the Lord. And I have got the right to act only. And it's no argument that I have done hard work. so I should get more. No, that is not an argument. In prasad buddhi, if it is done for the Lord, then the whole thing is decided by the Lord. And let him decide. Even to Arjuna also, Lord has said that you are nimitta matra. Whatever I want, it has to be done that way only. You are only nimitta. You are only an instrument. I am the doer, I am the karta. According to my wish, the whole thing will run. So we also have to be nimitta matra. If fruit of action is not, what should I say, inspiration, then what should be the inspiration for our action? It is said, karma phal, don't worry about the fruit of action. Does that mean that I should not plan for a particular phal? The Shastra says, yes, you must plan for whatever result you want. Gurudev used to say that try to make your plan and the so high that you may not reach it. The main thing is you are striving to reach that place. The goal should be set high. Shastra only says, don't crave for a specific result. You must have goal, must plan for it also, but don't crave for a specific result. Why? But specific result according to you will not come. Why it will not come? Well, I know what you require, what is your past record, you don't know, what is your future requirement, you don't know, I know. So that is why Mahatma gives an example. A boy appeared in the exam, he wanted to be first class first, he became first class second, he was crying. He wanted a specific result, Lord never gave it. And a boy who was thinking that he will fail, he got compartmental. Compartmental means, you know what is compartmental in Indian circumstances. Here I don't know whether there is a compartmental system or not. Compartmental means, out of say 10 subjects, you have passed 8 subjects, now you have failed in 2 subjects, next exam is only for 2 subjects. This is compartmental. And that boy is now jumping with joy. He was thinking, I will fail. Now he got the compartment. He's happy. So if you are craving for a specific result, then you are heading for sorrow. Sure. Don't crave for a specific result. So what will be the inspiration? Well, inspiration can be, noble work is the inspiration. For the noble cause, people assemble. Like I want to fight for independence of my country, noble cause. I want to fight or unite with the people who are protesting against the corruption, noble cause. That will inspire you. For the independence of my country, I am ready to give my life also. I am ready to face all types of torture, physical, mental, ready to accept it. Noble cause. For love also, second inspiration is the love. If you have got the love for the highest, the most adorable, then also it will inspire you. Now I am working for the Lord. We are ready to serve our employer for 8 hours faithfully because he gives me some paper which is called money. But the Lord, Who has given you the capacity and capability? Who runs the whole soul, whole world? Compare with your employer. He can give you much, much, much more than what you think you can get. बोलते हैं ना भगवान छप्पड़ फाड़ के देता है. इफ ही वॉन्ट्स टू गिव यू ही विल गिव यू दैट मच. बट इफ यू सी दैट नो 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 इट्स नॉट इन योर इंटरेस्ट तो ही कैन टेक अवे ऑल्सो द वॉट एवर यू हैव गॉट. वंस लॉर्ड वॉज विजिटिंग दिस अर्थ ही वेंट टू ए जमींदार्स हाउस एंड ही सेड व्हाट डू यू वॉन्ट. Some more land, some more money, more power. Lord said, okay, gave him more. Went to a Brahman's house, asked Brahman, what do you want? The Brahman said, ek to chota sa ghar ho jaye. Lord said, no, 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 his attachment is with one cow. Only source of income was the cow of that Brahman. It took away that cow also. Then devotee asked, that Jamindar was a rich person. He wanted more wealth. You gave him more wealth. This poor Brahman, he wanted only one more hut or one hut. And you have taken his only source of income, his cow also. You killed that cow. The Lord said, he is fit for mukti. He will get liberation, I know. And he will be taking rebirth, let him take rebirth. He wants more wealth, chalo, de do isko. So he knows best about our future. So we should surrender all our actions to him. It may appear you impractical, karma yoga. But when Shastra says, then it has to be done. It has worked and it will be working also. Lord in chapter 4 has said that this karma yoga, which Lord said, Arjuna, I am giving you once again. So Arjun thought, the Lord is trying, experimenting on me. I am a guinea pig now. Whether it will work or not, I don't know. Then Lord tells, first of all, I gave this knowledge to Bibaswan, to Surya. And from it started in Guru Shishya Parampara coming down. But somewhere this knowledge was lost. Why it was lost? Because some of the people in the chain became selfish. So instead of doing karma yoga, they started doing worshipping of their own ego. They started collecting money. They started doing puja only for their own self-gratification. So this knowledge is lost. So I am giving you again this knowledge. So Surya is doing karma yoga. From that time, always serving others, always doing action for the happiness of the Lord. Magar hum, we are not doing. The whole nature is serving like that. Trees are giving you fruits. They don't expect anything from us. They are continuously giving us fruit. So this should be done. Karma yoga should be practiced. He is our Lord. We are His answer. Mamaivanso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. So if He is our Supreme, so it should be done for His happiness. So first thing, how to dissolve our ego and do the karma yoga for the happiness of the Lord. First thing is find out your duty. Number one, what is your duty allotted to you by the Lord? Number two is this BMI is not mine. This body, mind and intellect is given by the Lord. It's not mine. Who am I? Well, I am the trustee. I am the trustee of whatever I have got, my house, my body, my car and everything. The Lord has given me these facilities. So I should not get attached. A trustee should not appropriate the trust property in his own name. So Lord is the owner, I am trustee. In this way we have to do. And third thing, I am not the doer. BMI is the instrument given by the Lord, and according to the Lord's ways, according to the Lord's requirement, I will be serving in the universe. So this way you can reduce your ahankar and mamakar. Mamakar means mamata. Mamata means I am attached to my property, my body, and if I think that these are owned by the Lord and I am the trustee only, this way the mamata will also get reduced. So in three verses, Raman Maharshi ji has given us the complete picture about the Karma Yoga. If you are following the Karma Yoga to purify your mind, this is the way you have to do. Now after that is coming Bhakti Yoga, after that Ashtanga Yoga, then will come Jnana Yoga. So how can you purify through Bhakti Mark? The main purpose of all this is purification of mind. So first you have to purify your mind. What are the impurities of mind? Impurities of mind is this. This is the impurity of mind. Kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsarya. These are impurities of mind. So one way of purifying these impurities of your mind is karma yoga. So this can be, you can purify your mind by doing karma yoga for the happiness of the Lord. All actions should be offered to the Lord for His happiness. Not only offering, it is should be for His happiness. That is the main word there. Humne jhoot bola, wo bhi Bhagwan ko de diya. No, He will not be happy with that. Offering actions means what? Whatever good karma and bad karma I am offering to the Lord, no. Why Lord will be happy with your bad karma? Can He be happy? No. So all the karma should be for the happiness of the Lord. Next day we will see fourth and onward Bhakti Yoga. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Guru.